What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Saturday afternoon. Welcome, welcome to my home. Welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Not the new kid in town, but definitely not in fancy clothes, dressed for radio as usual. We'll be here absolutely for the next hour. Got all kinds of great stuff for you coming at you. And as some of you may know, but, you know, it's a new year. It's a new time. It's actually a new decade. We got a lot of new things going on. So maybe if we have some new listeners out there, a little bit about me. I am a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts, a full-service design, build, remodeling company. And so I have been kind of brought up in construction, carpentry. I started with them as a project manager, actually running and building jobs, you know, for them, and kind of moved into this sales consultant role, and have been basically trained and just drilled into me about being a good advisor, about, you know, doing the right thing for the past 18 years here at Mosby, just kind of really learning about, you know, caring about what you do, even from the building, even from the you know, trying to get to the right projects and the right solutions. So I'm constantly trying to, you know, help people with their remodeling decisions, with some issues around the house, really explain what it takes to get to a great, you know, proper built, top-notch job. So, you know, it's really just kind of, you know, what we're looking to do. So this radio show is an absolute extension of that. Really, really, you know, great for me. I get to kind of extend that 5-day work week into Saturday and be a, just think of me as a free advisor to you with any questions that you may have about your home, about remodeling, maintenance issues, anything you may have going on. You can give me a call for the next hour, 314-241-9797. And today we can kind of answer some of those questions about your water, about water softeners, about, you know, anything going on with the water in your house. If you have hard water, how can it damage your home? All these different things. We had a caller last week ask a question about a specific type of, you know, system to treat water in a home. And I did my best, but today I'll have an expert with me that we can kind of revisit that question for him and for you also. I'd love to, you know, cover that for sure. And don't forget any of your home improvement questions, but only for the next hour. So move quickly, 314-241-9797. And also remember, every week, halfway through the show, I'll have my Right at Home hack. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off last week with how to caulk like a pro. We kind of talked about how to choose the right caulk. So We're going to learn how to apply that caulk, so stick around for that. And here to help me today with all your hard water questions is my guest from Aqua Systems, Brett Lyon. I'm going to kind of let the expert field your questions with the water, the systems, and the hard water, and I'm here for any other questions. So one more time, feel free to join us, 314-241-9797. So I say let's get this thing going. Joining me now, Mr. Brett Lyon. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, and it's perfect that this worked out for this week because it actually wasn't planned when I was on last week. We didn't even have it scheduled yet, but right. With the question last week, it works out perfectly that we can get in and kind of rediscussing, you know, what that question was all about and get a little more into the answer of that, a little more expertise with it that you definitely have. But other than that, in the hard water world, what's going on and how are things going out there?
Well, I think it's, I don't know if it's the new year or what it is, but I know this last couple weeks, our phones have been really ringing at Aqua Systems with a lot of questions concerning hard water, a lot of well water customers out there as well, running into issues with hard water, really extremely hard water, and also sulfur and iron issues in their water as well. I know you talked to me earlier in the week and talked to me about the person had called in, and we've run into that type of question I have several times concerning the equipment that has the wiring wrapped around the pipe and so on and so forth. And I always tell customers, listen, Aqua Systems, we've been around since 1959, and dealing with water treatment, water softeners, and all that kind of equipment is our business. It's what we do. And we're open, always looking for any new technology, new thoughts, anything that would work better for the customer, maybe more economical for the customer and so forth.
Yeah.
But there's really nothing that's out there that will remove hard water completely, like a water softener, as far as that process. I know there's a lot of talk in advertisements of systems that don't require salt and so forth, but we've purchased these things and we've put them in our own homes to test them out. And there may be a reduction as far as the scaling. Some of these type products are used particularly for boiler systems to reduce scaling up in boilers where they don't have to go in and knock the calcium scale build up on the inside of them out, which that does help. But more than just the scaling, the bigger issue that people have with hard water is the hard water problems, which goes back to the water spots on the dishes, the soap scum residue on the shower stalls, dry skin issues. There's a lot of other things other than just the scaling, although that is a point. But a water softener is really the only thing that we've found so far. And believe me, if we can find something that does the same, that would be awesome. We'd offer it. And
yeah, especially like half the price, right? Wouldn't that be great?
Half the price or
yeah.
Something that didn't require water softener salt because people don't like to deal with that.
Yeah.
Although, you know, growing up, we always had a water softener and it seemed like we were always putting salt in that thing. I can remember my dad always carrying that stuff down the basement and having to put it in. But softeners today with technology use so much less salt. Some of the equipment we have in our high efficiency systems use so much less salt than back in the day. So really, that's the best solution for your water, hard water issues is a water softener.
Yeah, absolutely. So hey, I say let's take our first break. And, you know, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that salt, the maintenance, how you guys can help with that and get into some of that. And then we'll get to the phones. Feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. All right. We are back. We are rolling right along. We got a ton of information here. We'd love to hear from you. We got Jeremiah on the phone. We'll get to in just a sec. But if you have anything for us, anything hard water, anything with your water, or anything home-wise remodeling, feel free to jump in on this conversation, 314-241-9797. And I say we'll talk about that salt in a little bit. We got a couple phones lighting up, so let's get to Jeremiah here. Has a question. Jeremiah, what do you got going on? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. I'm a facility director. I've been running hotels for a bit. And a new hotel that we just built, we were at that point where lots of mineral, lots of hard water. We had to shut down every 3 months and clean aerators and clean mixing valves. And it was the same price to put in a water softener system as it was to install something called Scaletron. Have you heard of this technology?
I've heard of, and we're not in the boiler business or things of that nature, so I can't tell you that I keep up with that process. I know there's a process of chemically treating water to deal with scaling issues in boiler systems. Mm-hmm. I can't really, again, speak professionally to that or answer that. I'm just aware of that.
No worries. So my understanding of this, and it's, you know, I'm not a, it's a product that I got to use, but I got to experience, but when the water comes in from the city and their 4-inch pipe, this literal 2 to 3 feet of pipe is put in, and it's only 2-inch pipe. And so the water going from the 4-inch pipe to the 2-inch pipe, and this is just the city water, the main pipe into the building, that pressure pushes through this little 2 to 3 foot pipe, and it's, you know, it's kind of the Scaletron system. And the increase in pressure, the way that pipe is designed and outlawed on the inside, it turns all of that scale and all of that mineral from the snowflake-looking thing that it is when it enters your building into a pearl. It turns it into a perfect sphere. So when it comes out of this 3 feet of pipe, it can't get stuck. It can't clump up on everything. And in fact, the neat thing about it is it almost turns into a sandblaster. You've got all these little pearls now flying through your system, and over time it actually cleans your system. So as a perfect, I'm going through the tunnel, I'm going to lose you.
I think we lost.
Yeah, we're putting this in. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here. We got you back.
Oh, that's great. And it's true. Like all the promises that we were told, it works great. We no longer have to do the 3 month shutdown. And when we open up our system, it really does make it cleaner. Very cool technology, about the same cost to put in as a water softener system, and then there's no upkeep. There's no.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting for the scaling, though. And we were kind of talking about that. Hey, Jeremiah, I appreciate the call. That's very interesting. And we were kind of talking about how those electronic systems sometimes could work for.
Right.
Scaling,
it
but
does
not
help.
For
the scaling process,
getting rid of the hard water, or changing the water.
When you're having customers call in with the other issues that you deal with hard water, the scaling is one side of it, but it does not remove the other problems that the folks have, especially in residential homes and applications and just the difference. I mean, what you'll talk to customers about after they receive or get having a water softener installed and they are beginning to use the softener and showering and so forth is just the difference, particularly the ladies who have longer hair, talking about how much different their hair feels as far as because they don't have the soap residue in the hair anymore and the soap residue in the skin, the same that builds up on your shower stalls and such. So you'll see a big difference on that.
Yeah. Oh, and the plumbing systems just in general, looking at a commercial setting, I could see that being really great for, you know, the maintenance and not having to do that cleaning and stuff. And if you're somewhere like a giant hotel where you're not really concerned, if someone, they're not going to call and complain and be like, man, you guys got hard water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hair is not as good as it would have been. Or
no, but
you know,
you'll run into situations where the kitchen folks and the folks that are doing the cleaning, the rooms are actually cleaning rooms and having to deal with the scale on the fixtures and the bathtubs. And they're the ones having to get the lime away. And so there are other avenues with the hotels that, you know, those type systems will work well on the scaling part, but a lot of times, a lot of hotels and such will use the water softeners for the hot water only to deal with their washing machines on the linens and such because it does better for them, use less soap and a lot of other things, plus the scale up, build up and so forth. So, yeah, there's a lot of avenues with a water softener to take care of a lot of problems.
Yeah, and those systems are just incredible nowadays, kind of like, you know, we're touching on so how things have changed and salt and how much you have to use and the technology. Well, you know, imagine a hotel in Vegas that has 10,000 rooms and you can flush every single toilet at once and not lose hot water in one shower. I mean, to me,
that's amazing.
That is simply amazing. So the difference in those systems and how they engineer them and put them together and the pressure regulators, and I'm sure that water's got to be, you know, a bigger play on their equipment than like you know, Jeremiah right. was talking about on right. what they have to do in maintenance. It's got to be a huge play on their equipment. But speaking of, so like the salt and everything and the technology, so you get to use the salt, you know, less salt now. You don't have to go down as often and stuff like that. But what if I said, you know, I'd love to have a system like that, but I don't want to ever take salt down there. Could you help somebody with that?
Absolutely.
Do you guys have service for that?
And I was going to mention, we can do that, and I'll mention that as well. With our water softener systems, especially the newer systems that we offer now, our high-efficiency water softener will use less water during the regeneration process. When that system is cleaning itself out, regenerating itself, a lot of the other systems will use anywhere from 75 to 80 gallons through that whole process, where our new high-efficiency system will use about 21 gallons of water for that same regeneration process,
wow.
which that water softener and regeneration is going to affect your water bill. It's going to affect your sewer bill that's tied to your water bill. So it affects a lot of things. So that high-efficiency system by far is a much better investment. And for people who, like you just said, maybe they don't want to mess with the water softener.
Sure.
Don't want to have to mess with it down in the basement or take salt. We do offer salt delivery where we'll not only just deliver to their home, but we'll take it down in the basement. We'll even put it in for them. We set them up on a route system and stop by their house every 3 months, 6 months, whatever their salt usage is, and take it downstairs, put it in for them as well. And we also have our newer system that has a Wi-Fi connection. It'll connect to the Wi-Fi in the house. It'll actually send an email to the customer saying, hey, your salt's getting low, or hey, there's something that didn't regenerate completely and there was an issue. It'll notify you ahead of time. So
that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of updates and technology and things that we offer to service the customer to make it easier.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I tell you, we're coming more and more and more and you know, with technology and all the different advancements, we're so much more into more of a service industry, I think, than even ever before. I mean, at Mosby, we've always been just driven by service, but it really seems now there's just more and more people that just, they want that service.
Right.
They want it for everything. They want to be treated right, you know. So we've even at Mosby, we're starting up, and we've kind of done this for our clients for years with time and material stuff, smaller stuff, when they're like, hey, I love you guys. You remodel my kitchen, but I just got a sticky window or door. I've just got an issue with this. And, you know, we can do, you know, smaller time and material things. Well, mm-hmm. now we're starting up at, we're actually developing that into a whole new division called SAM, which is actually Scott's name, is his father's name. Mm-hmm. And so it's service and maintenance, and it's just service and maintenance people.
Right.
And so we're just starting kind of the same thing, like with the salt delivering stuff, starting to develop these, you know, maintenance agreements and stuff where it's like, yeah, here's what your house needs. Let us just constantly take care of some of those different things that it needs, because it's bad to have, like, you know, like now, a lot of rain,
all right?
All that rain. Talking water, well, you want water. It's here. It's falling. We're getting so much of it. You know, they're talking about it turning to snow tonight. Well, imagine that, getting in your basement, having issues, stuff like that. So it's easy to have a company like Helitech come in and correct those issues for you, put in sump pumps and different things. And you know, then they say, yep, so here's kind of what you're going to want to do to maintain it. And then you just kind of forget about it. And when I ask people with certain items, and I've seen it with, you know, even like whole house generators, and they're like, oh yeah, wow, we, you know, all the power went out and I got this whole house generator and it didn't work. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, but you let your service contract lapse and you haven't serviced the thing in 3 years. It's kind of like a car.
Right.
You haven't changed the oil. You haven't done, you know, so in like, you know, the basement's the same way. I talk to people and they're like, I'm like, well, you know, look at their sump pump. Well, when's the last time you've done anything to that sump pump? Have you ever even looked at it? Have you ever even, they're like, oh, six years, I think they put it in 8 years ago. Was it 10 years ago? They're not even sure, you know, because time flies and then all of a sudden you realize they look it up and they go, yeah, it's been 10 years and I have certainly never touched that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, they last, you know, 8 to 13 years, maybe 15 if you're lucky and you really ride it out. But do you want to wait for it to break down? You know, so really, I mean, you should at least go down there once a year at the very least and fill that thing, dump a bucket of water in there and just make sure it runs.
Right.
If you haven't heard it or it doesn't do something all the time and just, you know, make sure it's functioning. And, you know, that's what, or I've had battery backups to sump pumps and they're like, yeah, I got this battery backup, but I didn't touch the thing for so long and the battery went bad, you know, and it had been sitting there for 7 years. No one tested the battery. And here you go, you know, the battery ran for 20 minutes and then my basement flooded.
Right.
And it's like, well, there's things, you know, maintenance things you got to do. And so there's, I see more and more people saying, no, I will pay you for that. I don't want to tackle all that.
Right.
I don't want to have to
worry about it, think about it,
keep up with it. Worry about that. And, you know, your home is like your health. I mean, you take care of your, if you take care of yourself, it's a good idea to take care of your home. You know, make sure the jacket's zipped up, make sure things are working, make sure everything, you know, have these systems and stuff like that to just make sure you got a good, healthy home. And so, you know, that maintenance program will help a ton of our clients and people out there, you know, have the smartest people on the block to do that. So we're going to get into our middle break here. There'll be plenty more to come with Brett and Aqua Systems. I will have my hack coming up, so you don't want to miss out on that. And feel free to join the conversation. Any questions, 314-241-9797. Give us a shout. All right, here we go. Halfway through the show. You know what that means, right? Going to have the Ride at Home hack coming up here in just a second. But I do want to remind everybody, any questions you have, anything going on around your house, remodeling-wise, anything you've just maybe wanted to know that you're curious about, or maybe you looked around and just saw something with the rains that we're having, I invite people all the time, grab an umbrella, take a walk around your home and see what's happening, see, you know, what's going on. And then you can call the pros at Mosby Building Arts and we can help get whatever you need residentially taken care of. You can call Mosby at 314-909-1800. And you can call in today, ask any question about the house, ask any question about water softener systems, hard water, anything about your water. We got Brett Line of Aqua Systems with me here today. So feel free to jump in on the fun. Join the conversation, 314-241-9797. Or if you're far away, 866-455-9797. But right now, I want to get into my hack, kind of an extension of last week. We talked about the different types of caulk and how to choose the right type of caulk. And so today, I wanted to kind of go over just kind of caulking, you know, how to caulk like a pro. Caulking like a pro takes a lot of practice, and everyone gets better with time. And these are just some steps that I've learned over the years, you know, on how to perform a great-looking, long-lasting caulk job. If you're daring enough to try it, that's awesome. If you don't do it a lot and you don't have the practice and the time, you might want to consider just calling in the pros to get it taken care of for you. I literally have two clients right now that we're going to re-caulk their shower for them because they just don't do it all the time. And getting it right is so important. So we went over choosing the caulk, but I think something we need to touch on real quick is choosing the right caulk gun, because that means so much to caulking. You need to try and use a what we call a dripless caulk gun. The most expensive gun on the rack isn't necessarily what you'll need, but, you know, choosing a gun with ratchet action rather than the friction action will work wonders on how to, you know, get that caulk in there and not having too much caulk come out when you don't want it coming out. So forget about the gun-mounted tube cutters. Don't worry about that. We're going to teach you all about that and using a utility knife. And if all other things are equal across the board, buy a gun with a longer tube poker. That is definitely something that will help you out because some of them don't reach all the way in and work on every tube. So getting into the actual steps, cleaning out the old caulk is, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road, you know, with getting a good caulk job done. The biggest mistake I see, you know, as a carpenter and a project manager in the past and looking over projects and stuff now, the biggest thing I see is caulking over caulk and not, you know, completely getting caulk inside the gap. If the caulk is there, you really can't get that in there very well. And the other mistake is installing the materials too close together so there's not a gap to fill. If those materials are touching, it's you're just putting that on the surface and it really won't work as well. So make sure you understand how you're installing what you're installing so that it will actually work out better for you. Cleaning out that caulk, making sure you dig it out and open up the gap. Don't just cut away what you see, but dig in between the materials to remove that old caulk because you're going to want to refill that in there. You want to literally fill the gap. The next step is cutting the tip correctly. How to really cut the tip, you know, of the tube of caulk. And the size you want to cut on the end of the tube depends on the size of the gap that you're trying to seal up. So I definitely recommend a utility knife to get a nice, clean, sharp, smooth tip. If the opening's too small, well, cut it again and make it, you know, a little bigger. Get it the right width of what you're trying to fill. Like I said, those tip cutters are on the gun. They're convenient, but they really don't get a very clean edge on that tube. So one method for cutting that tip I prefer for sure is cutting it at a little bit of an angle because you're going to hold your gun at a little bit of an angle to what you're actually caulking. And then another thing that I've always done is to take a lighter and literally just kind of light that tip up on that flame just for like a second. And it will just take away those jagged edges and kind of smooth out around that tip and make it where that will really just run right along there. And if you haven't done a whole lot of caulking, you can take a Sharpie and kind of mark the top of that angle so you always know where that angle is as you're running along, filling the gap. So the other key is really knowing how much material to use. And this can be really difficult. You know, it's kind of hard to tell for people without experience as how much material you're trying to get out of that caulk gun in there. But you want to make sure that you're forcing it into the gap and then just leaving enough out there to run your finger over later. So applying the caulk, I look at applying caulk like a golf swing. You know, every golfer knows that if you want your putter to move in a straight line and you want a real consistent speed, it's all with the upper body. And caulking is kind of the same way. You never want to really use your wrist. If you're standing going down, you want to bend at the legs and move your body along with it. And you're holding that gun very steady at that angle so you're not just dragging the gun along, you're actually moving your body with it, and that will help you get the right amount out there as you continue down where you want that bead. And then finally, smoothing the bead with your finger. So you want to, you know, you can get your finger wet with some warm water and just smooth that bead out with your finger right over top of it. I do not recommend that. We've seen all those tools for smoothing the caulk out and everything. I don't recommend those because they can really get marked up. They can leave grooves. It just doesn't. It will not look professional. It leaves jagged edges. So dip your finger in some warm water, smooth over that bead, and it's going to leave a nice smooth result right across there. Now, another thing that a lot of people, if you research this, you'll see out there is putting like a painter's tape. All these videos and DIY, you know, internet deals out there saying, you know, put a piece of painter's tape along one edge, along the other edge, and leave the gap how much caulk you want left there. Well, what I'd tell you is, number one, if you get that caulk up on that tape, when you peel it away, you're going to jagged that edge. And if you peel it away too soon, you're going to really pull it out and jagged the edge a lot. If you peel it away too late, the caulk is set up on the tape and you're pulling at that caulk. So I could tell you, you will never see a professional putting tape on something to put a bead of caulk against it. So I definitely do not recommend that tape method. I guess it can work pretty well if you time it just right. And it helps you, you know, inexperienced to not get, you know, caulk everywhere, but it really is not going to leave a good of a product in the end. But this, doing it this way, filling the gap, doing everything we just talked about, is what will leave you a very long lasting product and really hold water out for as long as possible. But remember, caulk is caulk. It wears mold resistant. It means resistant. It doesn't mean it's never going to mold. All these will need to be redone. It's a maintenance thing. So kind of talking about that maintenance, Brett, you know, and maintenance on redoing the caulk and all these things we got to do to our house. So here at Mosby, we have a 10-year workmanship warranty on all the work that we perform from our workmanship, how it's installed, things like that. Can you let us know a little bit about, you know, Aqua Systems? What kind of warranty, product warranties and stuff? Because we rely a lot on product warranties and we try and, you know, because a workmanship warranty is not a product warranty. And there is a difference there, but can you kind of inform us a little bit here on the warranties with Aqua Systems?
Well, what I wanted to mention, and we briefly talked about, is that really people do business with people. You know, when you're going out and we're sitting down and we're talking to a customer, and they could call our office at 314-832-5500, and either they can come in if they would like to at the office. If they'd like to come meet me there, that's fine. I know there's been some issues, intimidation, or hard sales by some other competitors that'll come in and for 2 hours do a hard sell for you, and there might be some intimidation or some hesitancy of having people come in. But we don't do business that way. I don't do business that way. I don't like that.
Which is great.
And like I said, people do business with people. So yes. When you call, I'll sit down, talk to you at the office. I'll come out, meet you at the office. I'm not going to come and bring a dog and pony show with me. I'm going to bring some tools with me. And the first process we do is sit down and listen to what the customer's talking about. Because once they start talking and communicating the issues they're having, then I know what to bring to the table and be able to talk about what will fix or address those issues and take care of for the customer. Our equipment speaks for itself. It'll take care of itself. The equipment is our own equipment. Aqua Systems is not a dealer of somebody else. It's our own stuff. We help design new stuff. We put the stuff together. We install it. We service it. We take care of it. And the customers that we have, when we set them up, they're lifetime customers.
Yeah, we got about a minute. You can finish
okay.
up. Yeah.
Well, they're lifetime customers. And what we tell folks is on our warranties and things of that nature, I've had some people who've purchased equipment from other people and had a 10-year warranty or whatever. And at the end of 10 years, that's it. At the end of 10 years, there's nothing they'll do with that equipment. You have to buy a whole new system. Our equipment, we take care of. We've got equipment from the 90s and back that if somebody has an issue, we can swap pieces out. Our valve is proprietary to us. It's a pop-off valve. It unscrews easily, pops off. We can swap out the valve. We can swap out the resin tank. We can exchange pieces and parts easily. So really this softener system or equipment, the RO systems, whatever you buy from us, will be a customer for life. It'll be the last piece you'll have to purchase.
That's such an advantage, and it's so much of what we do here at Mosby of, you know, make it last. That's why we have such a great workmanship warranty, build it right, you know, get something for the lasting value and someone staying for a long time in their home. So, you know, well, if you want to have a system for 30 years, if you can find one for a third of the cost, just buy three. And at the end of 30 years,
right,
you've bought the same thing anyway. So it's definitely a great value in right. something like that and being able to keep that so long. So let's take our final break here. And if you have anything for us, we'll have our last segment coming up. Feel free to join the conversation, 314-241-9797. All right, we're back. Last segment. Jump in on the fun. 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797 if you're far away listening on radio.com or something like that. And I also wanted to remind everybody, too, for a lot of this information, ilovemywater.com, right?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to mention. If folks want to go to ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com, when you go to that, you type that in, it's going to ask for your zip code, and that will identify our store location here in the St. Louis area. You can click on that. And matter of fact, since you mentioned that, you can go to that. And when you go to that and you identify your location here in St. Louis, you can find the products we have listed. Our pricing is on there. A lot of times you won't find pricing on equipment and such online. Our pricing's on there. We have nothing to hide. We do have some specials. Matter of fact, since you mentioned going online, we've done this with the other shows when I've been on here, that if folks are listening today and they call in, our office is not open today, but if you call 314-832-5500 today or tomorrow, you can leave a message for me and just let me know you listen to the show, and we come out and I'll talk to you. And if you end up getting some equipment with us, we'll take a discount of extra $100 off the equipment from listening to us today and giving us a phone call.
Perfect. That is awesome. I love that. I appreciate you guys offering that. And it's too bad we can't do like online one of those promo codes, Right at Home with Rich, or whatever. I've always wanted to say that. Use promo code
Right at Home with Rich.
But no, really, that's a great thing to offer everybody, and I'm sure everybody out there probably appreciates it as well as I do, and love to service and help people. And when we were talking earlier about you guys buying one of those other systems and investigating into them, it kind of reminded me, and when you were kind of talking about the hard close and buying multiple systems or once the 10-year warranty's up, so kind of a similarity here at Mosby. Years ago, when I was a project manager at one of the home shows, it was my job to do a study on gutter systems. We love LeafGuard's system, and really works well for everybody. And it is a great, great system. But we wanted to, just reassure that, hey, are we even advising people in the right way? And we wanted to make sure, we need to have a good, better, best, because not everybody's going to be in or can afford a system like that, and being able to explain. So I looked at all the gutter systems, the helmets, the covers, the sponges, just absolutely everything. And basically, with all this research, kind of came up with a, good is a gutter, gets water away from your house, and, better is, a screening system that we really like and we think works better, and has that medium maintenance thing. And of course, the gutters are going to have the most maintenance. And then, your LeafGuard system type of system is a number one. You're bought all the way up the food chain. You'll never have to touch it again, but that's kind of your good, better, best. But I've seen a lot of people with these gutter helmets, and they add them, tie into the roof. Not my favorite system. We can do a whole show about, how those work and not work and why they have to be installed correctly and all this stuff. But one of the things they do is when they have their warranty with these gutter helmets, and there's like five of them out there at least, they always tell them, so to keep your warranty, if you ever have your roof changed, we need to be the ones that come out, uninstall this system, and reinstall this system.
Right.
And time and time again, I see all these people that they're like, oh yeah, I just bought the new system. And I'm like, so what was on there? Did you have an issue with it? No. Mm-hmm. Was it working? Well, yeah, I never had to clean my gutters, and it was installed great. And we didn't change your gutters. We just changed the shingles.
Right.
why couldn't it go back on? Oh, right. This one's just better. And it's like, oh, man, they literally got you into a new system.
Right.
You know, and, yeah. And that's whether that's the plan up front, I don't know.
Well,
I'm guessing, but, you know.
I talked to folks because there many years ago when, I say many years ago, a lot of the water softener companies worked on that philosophy from the standpoint of continual service coming in every year. You know, we offer this warranty, but you have to have us come in every year. And we've kind of separated ourselves when we came to the table as a company that we don't want to put that pressure on folks. If they're capable of doing some of the basic maintenance stuff, we'll tell them how to do it, show them how to do it. They can come in and buy some of the parts. If they like to do it, that's fine, but we do offer the service. But either way, it doesn't void our warranty. We still stand behind our product. And our product, you know, we're proud to say our product is made in the USA. The equipment is made in the USA. And we provide it that way. It's not cheap. It's not disposable. It's not made to be thrown away.
Yeah.
It's made to last you and take care of what you need. And we'll stand behind the product and service it and take care of it and all that aspect. I had a customer a little while back ago. I think their house was hit by lightning. They had a system in their home for several years, actually was past the warranty, and it fried the board on the water softener. And it was just a matter of went out there. It took me all of about 20 minutes maybe, swapped out the valve on the cusp for the customer. That time, I think it was like $120-$150. We swapped it out for the customer, and it took care of them. They have a new system. It's functioning. It's running. Didn't have to do anything else. No extra cost, no extra labors, or anything along that line. So, you know, that's, again, it's people doing business with people, and we develop relationships with the customers that these folks that we work with are folks that are like the people are my relatives, our family. I mean, we want to take care of the folks and take care of the equipment, stand behind it. It's not just a, you know, a show. It's,
yeah,
it's what we do. It's what's right.
So, yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's, I think what is similar with us in Mosby and, you know, with you guys in Mosby and everything. And, just, you know, kind of what we're after as a company is like, do the right thing, get people who care, you know, and really train people to care.
Right.
You know, and drill different things into them, you know, with your mission statements and your different stuff and have training stuff and talk about, you know, why you want to do the right thing and talk about how it's worked so well in the past, you know, and how it keeps people coming back and repeat business and all this different stuff is just, it's so important, I think, today that, and it's such an essential thing that's missing from so many places. So we have, we got a call that just came in, so I'm going to jump to this real quick and see if we can get any questions answered. Are you with us? It didn't have a name.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Okay, perfect. Hey, Brian, what do you got going for us?
Well, I've got a water softener question.
Sure.
A few years back, I bought a water softener system at Lowe's, hooked it up, worked great for a while. Then it started building the salt bridge at the bottom, and it seems like no matter how many times I clear it out, it just seems to rebuild that salt bridge, and I'm wondering if something I'm doing wrong or something wrong with the system.
No. Is your water soft in the home after you take care of that? Is it working fine after that, the softener?
Yeah, it seems to work fine once I get the salt bridge cleared out.
Okay. Well, where we've run into these issues is on the brine tank. A lot of times folks are confused and they think that the salt has to be all the way to the top of the brine tank, the softener system, to maintain the softener to function. But the only salt that's getting used is what's down in the water and dissolving. And I'm going to get to the answer to your question here real quick. But that compressive weight of all that salt sitting down, pushing down, that brine water is very concentrated, and you'll start having that salt bridge start to build up. So what I usually recommend for customers is this. With our equipment, is that you fill it up, that's fine. When it gets down where there's not much left down in there, just a little salt set down in the water, stir that up some, and then you can fill it back up. I'd recommend once a year with our equipment, you can disconnect it, the brine tank, and if you want to do it yourself or we'll do it, take it out, dump it out, hose it out, clean it out, bring it back in, put the same amount of water in it, put salt back in it, and then you're good to go. But I would let that salt run down to where it's just a little bit left. Stir that up down there before you put more salt in, but don't keep it full to the top all the time.
Right. I've gotten to the point where I just fill it up maybe just a quarter of the way, and it still seems to do the same thing every time.
Yeah, I can't speak for their equipment. I can only speak towards our equipment, and that's what's worked for us. Is this all one tank, one unit?
Yes.
You'll run into that. We keep our tanks separate, our resin tank and our brine tank separate, just for that reason, because yours is very difficult. You'd have to completely disconnect the whole thing, and it's going to be pretty heavy to do what I'm talking about. So, you know, if you want to give us a call and look at doing something different, you give us a call, or you're just going to have to continue to do what you're doing, is just put a little bit of salt in it and just keep up with it. That's pretty much, I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Very welcome, Brian. Thanks for the call. We snuck that in right at the last minute. And for everybody out there, if you want me to come out and look at your house, if you would like to have Mosby look at some remodeling, maintenance, design build stuff, give us a call, 314-909-1800 or callmosby.com. And for you guys,
314-832-5500, Aqua Systems.
ilovemywater.com.
Yep.
Find them. Hey, be good to everyone out there and take care of your homes. And I will talk to everybody next week.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.